USA Radio News.
Texas authorities have sent a bus of about 50 migrants to Philadelphia without giving a heads up. This is according to the mayor's office. The Philadelphia mayor's office called the decision not to alert them ahead of time, quote, disappointing and irresponsible, end quote. Steele officials said they welcome the migrants to the city, stating in a release, quote, our diversity is our strength. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has stated that Texas border areas are, quote, overwhelmed with immigrants, as he was explaining why he has regularly sent migrants to other U.S. cities. Tropical storm Nicole weakened to a tropical depression as it crossed the Florida's panhandle on its way north into Georgia. The storm has sent Florida homes toppling into the Atlantic Ocean and threatened a row of high-rise condominiums in places where Hurricane Ian washed away the beach and destroyed seawalls only weeks ago. The storm, which caused at least 4 deaths, was the first November storm to make landfall in Florida in 37 years. Now that it has been officially announced that Democrats will keep control of the Senate, Chuck Schumer, who is the Senate Majority Leader, is making a plea to all Republicans.
And I'm making a plea to my Republican colleagues. We can disagree on so many issues. That's fair. But let's not have this kind of divisive negativity. Let's not have the condonation of viciousness and even violence against poll workers, against so many others. Let us try to come together.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Travelers arriving in China will spend less time in quarantine under changes to sweeping antivirus controls announced to reduce disruptions of the economy and society. The announcement came as an upsurge in COVID-19 cases prompted Beijing to close parks and impose other restrictions. A cruise ship carrying nearly 5,000 passengers were forced to dock in Sydney after about 800 people tested positive for COVID-19. The Majestic Princess left New Zealand when, halfway through the 12-day voyage, guests began to fall ill. The cases are mainly asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic. Dolly Parton has been awarded the $100 million Courage and Civility Award by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos.
It's my great honor to welcome our 2022 Courage and Civility Award recipient up onto the stage, Dolly Parton.
Laura Sanchez, who was up presenting the award with Jeff Bezos, stated this about the award.
The award recognizes leaders who aim high, find solutions, and who always do it with civility.
For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.